Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Guys, I did give a little ears warning earlier on, just before the news, but the next segment is not for little ears because...
Warning!
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Or Daz. It's not for Daz, so turn off your radio. But if you do have kids and you're going to miss it right now, you can catch our chat with Rachel on our podcast later on. Okay, so let's talk masturbation. Hiya, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen. We're talking about feeling yourself.
We're talking about it. It has to be done, and no better woman than yourself. Now, listen, why is it a good idea to talk about getting our rocks off on our own?
Oh, there's so many reasons. You know, masturbation is completely normal, extremely common. It's healthy. It's a natural part of sexuality. And there are loads of reasons for people to masturbate if they so desire. People of all ages masturbate. It's often the first sexual experience that we have. And I think it's really important to normalize it, especially for people raised as women where there's still a stigma around it. So I think the more that we talk about it, the more we start to understand and accept that the vast majority of people do it. Another good reason to talk about it is to swap secrets and tips. There's so many ways to do it and make it feel really, really good. And then just, you know, information. Not everybody enjoys masturbating and there's no reason to do it if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't cause any harm. Depending on how you do it. But, you know, most of the time, it's just a brilliant thing. It enables people to learn about their own bodies.
Yeah.
As well as to recognize and develop their sexual responses and orgasms. It can help to foster communication in intimate relationships by making it easier for partners to identify and express what feels good physically and sexually for them and to each other. And then we also have like general benefits that come along with masturbating, but also for cisgender heterosexual women have even more to gain given the orgasm gap, which I know we've talked about before. Mm. But that refers to the fact that women orgasm significantly less than men in partnered heterosexual sex. In fact, in one study, it found that 91% of men and only about 39% of women report regular orgasms during partnered heterosexual sex. And this gap is sometimes blamed on the idea that it's much harder for women to orgasm, when in actuality, 95% of women who masturbate achieve orgasm within 4 minutes on their own. So there's loads of reasons for us to talk
Holy
about masturbation.
God, when you put it like that. Is there health benefits?
There's loads of health benefits. It can be really good for blood pressure. For men, it can be for people with penises. It can be great for prostate health. General stress relief is a major thing. So there's just loads of possible things. It's good for immune system, it seems.
Okay.
Period pains and all sorts of pain. It can be a great pain reliever. So loads of health benefits.
So why is it still more taboo for people with vaginas to talk about masturbation?
Well, I think this is, we're talking about the sexual double standard. Now, that's a specific term in research that actually describes the tendency to judge people with vaginas more harshly for engaging in the same sexual acts as those people with penises. And it's especially prevalent when it comes to stigmatized sexual behaviors, which masturbation is still one of them, which is really, really sad and is such a shame. But basically, research shows that masturbation is considered to be more acceptable for men and people with penises than it is for women, including by women themselves. And so this sexual double standard, it likely emerged in part from kind of gendered sexual scripts, which teach men that they not only have permission, but are encouraged to engage in any and all sexual activities, while women are taught to limit their sexual exploration to serious partnerships. And even then, it's often seen as shameful. So women are often sent messages that it's only appropriate to receive sexual pleasure from vaginal penetrative sex, you know, that not from touching or from oral sex, and especially not from masturbation with a long-term partner. So there's just a lot of social messaging and social cues that go along with this. But I think it's another reason that we should be talking about it as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you, though, does self-pleasuring lower or raise your desire to have sex with your partner?
Well, a lot of people people actually think that it would lower. You know, I have some people saying, oh God, I think, you know, my partner, it doesn't want to have sex with me because they're masturbating a lot. And in a very small number of cases, this can be the case, especially where masturbation has become compulsive for someone, which is usually to do with them having a lot of stress, having maybe some unresolved, you know, could be trauma stuff going on in their life. But on the whole, people who masturbate tend to want more sex, interestingly. So it is usually definitely not a sign of dissatisfaction in a relationship, or nor is it going to make you likely to want less sex in a relationship. So interesting to know.
Yeah. Should you be concerned if your partner is masturbating a lot? Like, how much is too much?
Well, if it's, look, if it's compulsive and having negative effects, I think that's a really good way to measure whether something is a problem. Because if it's compulsive, but it's not causing you any problems in your life or your relationships, then who cares? Masturbate 10 times a day if you want, you know, as long as your body can, you know, you're doing okay. And, you know, you can work and you can have relationships with people and whatever. But if it's compulsive, as in you can't stop yourself, and it's having negative effects, such as, you know, you're thinking about it constantly, you're feeling really stressed out, you know, it's damaging your sexual, romantic and platonic relationships, you know.
If you're
then
Michael Fassbender in Shame, you have a problem. Do you know what I mean? You remember that movie? He couldn't stop thinking about it.
And well, I remember it for a very specific reason that I sometimes go back to myself. But yeah, you know, like but that's more to do with the psychology of what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Because someone can be masturbating a lot and can be having sex a lot. That in itself is not the problem. It's if it's something that you can't stop and it's having negative effects on your life. So if someone wants to masturbate many times a day, that's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the number of times. It's about how it's impacting your life. So you know, but a bit like any other activity, whether that's, you know, compulsively, I don't know, playing poker or checking your social media every other minute. If it's, you know, if it's happening and you can't stop it and it's being destructive in other areas.
So would it be fair to say that men do it more than women? That is a fair statement.
It is a fair statement. However, I think that we have assumed for a very long time that is because men have higher sex drives. And we are learning more and more now that it is almost certainly not to do with that. It can be to do with how men are, or people raised as men and those with penises are socialized and encouraged to, you know, only find sort of emotional and physical relief through sex and masturbation rather than other types of physical affection. It can also be to do with the massive amount of shame in, you know, what many would still see as a very misogynistic and patriarchal society, which says that it's shameful for women to be sexual. So, you know, I think there's a lot of interesting ways of looking at why people with penises tend to masturbate more.
So the main message you want to say is get on that masturbation train. It is good for you. It has so many more benefits for your life, health-wise, psychologically, sexually. So what would you say to anyone who's listening who's like, God, I haven't done it in a long time. I'm just too busy, or I'm ashamed. What would you say to that person?
Oh, I would say make a bit of time for yourself. You know, like nobody is obliged to masturbate. I certainly don't want to put the message out that you have to do it or that there's
like
something wrong with you if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, some people will never masturbate and that is absolutely fine. But it's, you know, understanding, having a bit of self-reflection on why you might not be doing it. You know, is it because you feel gross about your own body, for instance, or you just feel ashamed about the idea of it? Or, you know, a lot of us were given very conflicting or just downright negative messages about masturbation and sex in general, you know, as kids. So just questioning why. And if it's because you're too busy, you know, look, anybody can make a bit of time for themselves. It's really good to see masturbation as self-care. You know, it can be really good if you're tired as a bit of a pick me up. It can also help you get to sleep if you can't get to sleep. It's amazing stress relief. It's something to do if you're really bored. You know, some people will do it because they feel insecure. It can make you feel a bit better about yourself. It's a bit of escapism. It can be great if you feel very angry, a bit of release. to help you clear your mind, relieve pain, as I said earlier. And we also have something that I've been hearing about a lot in lockdown, which is procrasturbation. I love this.
What is
so
that?
It's when people are, so this is where you're procrastinating with masturbation. So apparently quite a lot of people have been masturbating while working from home. this is the new trend, apparently. More than a third, I'd say it's more, like, I don't know how many it is, but you know, the surveys at the moment are showing that more than a third of people with penises, and probably only about half that for people with vaginas, have been masturbating during work.
So that's why they want to stay at home. Oh, I want to stay at home because, like, you know, the commute and it's better for my family life. Liars,
yes.
You're at home just having an old Tommy tank, aren't you? Listen
to
me. Can I ask you something before you go? Because earlier on, we were chatting to Lottie and she put up a picture, a video of her feet. Not intentionally, because her dog was in the shot or whatever. And she got so many messages from people asking her to show them more, take off her socks, all this kind of thing. So I just want to ask you about foot fetishes. Where does that come from? Because it's really weird to me and to Lottie. We can't get our heads around it, but it seems to be a big thing.
It is a huge thing, but I'm going to say
what
first,
is it about
you
the
haven't
feet?
Shared that with me. You know, the first thing I would say to that is that, like, that's really disrespectful for someone to, you know, fair enough, anybody can have their own fantasies, kinks, fetishes, you know, desires, absolutely fine. But to sexualize a picture that Lottie put up, just, you know, people might see that as a laugh, but it can actually be very threatening, intimidating and disrespectful. Mm. So, you know, I don't like the idea that people feel like they can just weigh in with, you know, sexualizing or objectifying someone who has not put up a picture for that reason.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on a side note, foot fetish is extremely common. You know, I think there's all sorts of reasons. One that has been explored a lot in sort of psychology is that, you know, as children, we'll often spend a lot of time, you know, lower on the ground and down around, you know, people's feet or under the dinner table. And that can inform, you know, very early on things that we find enjoyable or relaxing or that lead us to feel good. So that's one of the reasons. But yeah, I think it's a really common one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't let you go because I just got a text in for you. It says, hi, Jim. Can you ask Rachel, does excessive use of sex toys used to masturbate affect your ability to reach an orgasm using just your own hands or through oral sex with a partner? I'm able to climax with toys, but not through oral sex.
Yeah. So this is a great question. I'm really glad that was asked, actually, because, you know, on the whole, I would say there's absolutely no problem with using sex toys. And interestingly, you know, about half of women have used sex toys and, you know, probably about a third will use them regularly. But only probably about 5% of men and people with penises will use sex toys, which is interesting. And I think that's going to be something that we'll see more of. But that basically, a bit like with, you know, it can be also with porn, if you're doing something repeatedly in a very specific way, your body and your mind are kind of getting used to doing it in that way. So it can potentially mean that it can make it harder. You know, if you're used to very specific type of stimulation and intensity of stimulation with a sex toy, then it is probably going to make it a little bit more difficult to, you know, climax or orgasm or just even really enjoy it with a different type of stimulation.
But is it possible? Can she get back to that or change
Oh, definitely.
That?
You know, we can really train ourselves over time. I would say just mix it up a little bit more, you know, just like where, you know, sometimes masturbating with just your hand or a different type of, even if it's just like a different setting on a sex toy or a different type of sex toy, that you just mix it up a little bit, and that can make it just so that your body is a little bit more used to different types of stimulation and gets more used to being able to, you know, reach climax by doing that.
Okay, good advice, Rachel Cook. Thank you so much. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She is a legend. She is here every week at this time, and she will be back next week. And if you want to ask her anything, or if you would like us to discuss anything in particular, please email the show, jen@rte.ie, and we will also podcast our chat with Rachel every week, so you don't have to miss out on anything. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.